USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Pro-Donald Trump groups raised more than $60 million in January and have more than $200 million on hand for this year's general election, shattering fundraising records on the path toward a goal of raising $1 billion during this cycle. The Republican National Committee and the president's campaign have raised more than $525 million since the start of 2019. Together with two joint fundraising committees, the RNC and the Trump campaign provided those figures to the Associated Press. The January haul coincided with most of the Senate's impeachment trial, which resulted in the Republican president's acquittal earlier this month. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said, "We already have 500,000 volunteers fully trained and activated, and this record-breaking support will help us grow our grassroots army even more." This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
China reported 143 virus deaths and a dip in new cases, while the head of the World Health Organization praised the country's efforts to contain the disease, saying they bought the world time and that other nations must make the most of it. France, meanwhile, reported Europe's first death from the new virus, a Chinese tourist from the Hubei province, where the disease emerged. The United States was preparing to fly home American passengers quarantined aboard a cruise ship in Japan. China reported 2,641 new cases in the last 24 hours, raising its total to 66,492. Mainland China's death toll rose. President Donald Trump is out to rev up his appeal with a key voting demographic, NASCAR fans, as he takes on the Daytona 500. Trump will be the second sitting president to attend the 500 after George W. Bush in 2004. This year, Trump will serve as Grand Marshal and give the command for drivers to start their engines. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Climate change activists stole the show on the opening day of London Fashion Week, stopping traffic with street protests as they demanded the cancellation of the British capital's five-day style extravaganza. Dozens of protesters from the Extinction Rebellion group drew attention and anger from drivers as they fired colorful smoke flares into the air and blocked busy intersections in central London. Some protesters wore gas masks and dresses made of chains, while others carried placards reading, "No fashion on a dead planet." The stakes are high when a major civic exercise involves a large population, new technology that has not been thoroughly tested, and an entire country waiting on the results. Just ask the organizers of the Iowa caucuses, which offered a cautionary tale on the technological woes that could befall a big political event. Some observers worry this year's census carries the same potential, except on an infinitely larger scale. The U.S. Census Bureau plans to try out a lot of new technology. It's the first of a once-in-a-decade census in which most people are being encouraged to answer questions via the Internet. Later in the process, census workers who knock on the doors of homes that have not responded will use smartphones and a new mobile app to relay those answers. A government watchdog agency, Census Bureau's Inspector General, and some lawmakers have grown concerned about whether the systems are ready for prime time. Most U.S. residents can start answering the questionnaire in March. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.